It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
The planned mass deportations under President Donald Trump's immigration policy is today a hot topic for anyone concerned about the potential economic and social impact on the Barbadian economy. The concerns are many. Criminals being deported back to the island, decent persons who have contributed to the American economy now finding themselves a possible financial burden to Barbadians, loss of revenue from people who are working and sending money back to support their families, now needing those families to support them. It must be scary times for undocumented Barbadians having to look over their shoulders in the U.S. to avoid immigration authorities and representatives of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department. One can imagine a scene out of Hitler's Germany as increasing pressure was placed on the Jewish population. There were stories at the Bethel Methodist Church's auditorium recently when the Modern High School Old Scholars Association held a panel discussion on the topic Bajan Diaspora Challenge in the United States Mass Deportation. There were some suggestions from retired diplomat Clyde Griffith, a man with vast experience on the subject, and Cecil Goddard, who is an immigration consultant. For Goddard, there was a solution of love. Fall genuinely in love with a US citizen and get married. This option has considerations of being investigated by the immigration authorities. And should the folk at ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, discover it is an arranged marriage, then back to Barbados for good. No chance of setting foot on the United States soil ever again. This is the same misfortune for anyone convicted of being involved with illegal drugs. The former senator and minister responsible for energy, Clay Griffith, is strongly recommending lobbying by Caribbean government. Negotiate with the Trump administration, but focus on building relations with influential black organizations in the U.S. and influential people, including those in Congress. As Griffith sees it, sustained lobbying can in time work to achieve results. His second recommendation is that an organization be established to provide support in many ways to West Indian immigrants, much like what was set up for the Jews who migrated to the United States. The audience heard the claim that President Trump's mother came to the United States with $50 in her pocket and worked as a cleaner lady. There is the view that the United States' economic dominance in the world is under severe threat. There is the view that technology in the form of robots and artificial intelligence will claim a chunk of the workforce. The present and online audience also heard from retired New York appellate judge Sylvia Raddick and another proud modernite, Dr. Chelson Brathwaite, that the American economy needs immigration to keep its wheels turning, that Americans are not interested in some of the jobs that immigrants are willing to take up. Whatever is the outcome, Cecil Goddard is of the view that what President Trump is doing is going to cause a lot of problems, and we have not even touched on the threat to deny visas to Caribbean countries which maintain relations with Cuba. Do you recall how Cuba came to the aid of Barbados with nurses and sports coaches? Well, we did it again. News and views you do not get anywhere else in the local media. Do join us Friday and Monday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Starcom Network's radio service, Voice of Barbados. And stay tuned for more, much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.